Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for some short track bumping and banging? It's the Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200 this Sunday afternoon at Salem Speedway, fueled by the Hoosier Lottery, featuring the cars and stars of the ARCA Racing Series. You've seen them on the super speedways of Daytona and Talladega. Now, see them on the toughest short track on the circuit, the famed high banks of Salem. It's all happening this Sunday afternoon. The Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200 at Salem Speedway. Tickets now selling at 1-888-2-GO-RACE. It's Monday night, and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on this week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comment. Plus, you never know who will stop by for a visit. Right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
All right, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Rowdy Maglite Show tonight. And, hey, Mark, got my catch can from Chi-Town. Mark, on the other side, how are we doing tonight, Mark?
Oh, Rowdy, it's Monday night. We're doing good. We're talking racing. We can't get much better than this. And the weather's finally turning up here. So, yeah, we're in a good mood tonight.
Hey, absolutely. And hanging on the other side, we got Jeff from up there in Illinois. Isn't that right, Jeff?
That sure is, Roddy. Glad to be here tonight. Like Mark said, we had a great weekend of racing, and the weather's starting to change for us. So, looking for the racing season.
Well, guys, last week we had an absolutely great show. I mean, each week, I don't know how we keep building and building, but each week it just gets better and better. You know, we had the Motorsports Safety Group in. Then we had Ed come on with Motorfest. What? You got all excited there, didn't you, Jeff? I don't see where he's going to put everybody.
Oh, I don't know either, man. If you're going to have that many celebrities and famous people there, man, I don't know where you're going to. I don't know how you're going to. We're going to have enough space for all those fans to come out and meet these people.
Well, that's the 20th. That's May the 26th. It's on a Friday. It's a one-day event in Concord, North Carolina. If you hadn't got nothing to do, if you're anywhere within a tank of gas, it would be worth a trip to go up there and spend the day and hang out and come back home. That's a great one-day trip right there, guys.
And you know what, Rowdy? That whole thing is free. It doesn't cost a cent to get in and meet these people and get their autographs. So it doesn't get much better than this.
Gas and time. That's all you got to have.
Yeah, we'll throw lunch in there too, bud.
That's right. Well, hey, you could at least bring your own.
You could. I'm semi-familiar with the area where they're holding it, and, you know, Jeff and I were talking about it this weekend a little bit, and, boy, they need an awful big tent. And the parking alone. I hope it goes off well for them. Wish we could be there. You never know. We may end up there. Who knows?
What do you mean, wish we could be there? We're going to be there.
May the 26th, everybody, on Friday. Guys, we got Richard Deaton coming in from Salem Speedway tonight. It's going to be their 101 race with ARCA. That's pretty historic itself. They hit the 100, now they're at 101.
It's well, Roddy,
hang behind that.
I'd be interested to know, is that the most races, you know, for ARCA or a single track ever? I can't imagine them being at any other tracks longer than they've been with Salem.
That's crossed my mind also. When I was writing information down, Mark, I'm sure Richard probably knows the answer to that.
Well, now we got a good question for Richard then.
You was at the 100th, wasn't you, Mark? Didn't you go to the 100th?
I was. I saw Christopher Bell take his second win. Boy, It was a fun race. I hadn't been to a night race at Salem for a while, so that made it even more fun. But I'm looking forward to the afternoon race coming up this weekend, and I know Jeff is, and we're going to give it great coverage and hopefully give a little pre-race show for everybody out there.
Well, that's kind of what we got on our mind, is to do a pre-race this time. And, Mark, have you got the time on that? Because it's going to be...
We do, Rowdy. We're still working on logistics and the time, so you'll post that when it's ready, and we'll get it all set up before the end of the week, that's for sure.
Well, if it turns out half as good as Daytona did, which I, you know, kind of expect it to be better, because as good as that was, we still had to deal with a lot of factors there with the engines being running. And in the introductions, I think we're going to have a little easier time to be able to talk to the drivers. They're more relaxed and a little less tense.
Just even the space that we got to cover is a lot less than Daytona.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the biggie right there, isn't it, guys?
Oh, my knees were feeling it after Daytona, that's for sure, Roddy. But it was worth it. And we're going to have a lot of fun at Salem, too. Jeff and I worked a few things out while we were behind the windshield this weekend going to various races. And we're gonna have a good show this Sunday for everybody, I think.
Well, guys, I wish I could be there, but trying to get ready for Talladega the next week is just going to make it just virtually impossible. But, hey, we're going to be there for the fall race. That's what counts. We'll get one.
Well, I'm looking forward to your first time at Salem, Rowdy. You need to get up there and see it. And Jeff hasn't been to Salem for a while, so I know he's probably kind of antsy to get down there, too.
Yeah, it's been many years since I've been there.
Kind of shocked me as close as it was. Kentucky Speedway was about 35 miles farther, 40 miles farther from me. So, and that's not a bad drive. I'm a 5-hour drive.
No, Rowdy. It's about 4 hours for me, and it's probably about 5.5 for Jeff by the time he gets home. So it's a little bit of a drive, but it's almost straight down the interstate and a little jog off to Indiana 56 to get there, and boom, you're racing at Salem.
Well, y'all got to go out and do a little racing this weekend, didn't you?
We did. We were in Toledo, Ohio on Saturday for an ARCA CRA Super Series 100 lapper for the template super late models. And then they also ran the ARCA Gold Cup cars, which are outlaw super late models. Really neat looking machines. They're fun to watch race. Both were pretty good races. The weather was fantastic. Windy, just a tad windy, but otherwise pretty tolerable to be outside and enjoy the bright sunshine that we had. So the races were really good. A bad day at the races is still better than a good day at work, is my saying.
Isn't that the truth, Mark? Isn't that the truth?
Well, Rowdy, you and I know it. Jeff does, too.
Well, Jeff, you're not going to make it to Talladega this spring race, but you can't make a mile.
No, unless some miracle happens.
Yeah, I'll have a busy next couple of days, Rowdy, now that I have that contact that we need for our purposes there. So hopefully that'll work out well.
Sounds like a plan, Mark. That sounds like a plan.
Well, we're always planning on this show, Rowdy. That's why it's so darn good.
We're working for the future, that's for sure. Working for the future.
We are. It's just a fun time. You know, I look forward. Monday nights are, you know, that first night after the weekend. It's kind of, but with you know, the show, it gives you something to look forward to and be hyped up a little bit about. So, yeah, I'm ready. I saw a good weekend of racing. I'm ready to tell everybody about it.
Salem Speedway on MAV TV, that's going to be a rebroadcast. Isn't that what you had said last week's show?
Yeah, it's going to be a rebroadcast for MAV TV. This race will be the rebroadcast.
All right, guys, I believe I've got Richard on the line, so I'm going to bring him on, okay?
All right.
Hey, Richard, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
We're doing great. Guys, we're fortunate enough to have Richard Denton from Salem Speedway. I guess you're kind of busy this week, aren't you, Richard?
Yeah, it's been real busy. We just ended up ARCA testing today. We've had a couple of full days last week. We had one car here today, and now we're just trying to put the finishing touches on the facilities and get ready for a big weekend.
Richard, that's the 101 race for ARCA. Do you know what the record would be on who has the record for that?
On the number of ARCA races?
Yes, sir.
Nobody's had more races than Salem. Salem, with 100 races, is more than any other track on the current ARCA schedule.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
So I think we go back to about 1955.
Just when I started was 1955, just for this moment tonight, Richard. kind of tell us what you got going on, Richard, at Salem this weekend coming up for everybody that's coming to the race.
So it is it's the 101st ARCA race at Salem. It's the Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200. We've got two full days of action. We've got practice and qualifying on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we have an autograph session starting at 11:30. At 1 o'clock, we have the Ford Go Further 50 for our Lucas Oil Great American stocks. That kicks the racing action off on Sunday, and then that will be followed by the ARCA 200 at about 2:15. So, yeah, it's two full days of racing. You know, we always get excited when ARCA comes to Salem. It's one of our biggest events of the year. You know, it seems like every year I say, you know, the race is wide open and there's no clear-cut favorite. But, boy, I don't think it's any more than this year that we just have a lot of cars coming in that are capable of winning this race.
Richard, I tell you, that's like at Nashville. I mean, ARCA this year, with everyone running those Elmore engines, and most of them in the composite bodies, it's up for grabs. They have a lot of great talent in ARCA now. And any race, a lot of first-time winners there. Anybody's capable of winning with that.
Something at Salem that I just looked up the other day, we have no former winners entered. This is the first time in over 40 races and 20 years at Salem that we won't have a former winner in the field.
Gosh.
And, man, that just throws it wide open to, you know, we know we're going to have a first-time winner. It's just going to be, who's it going to be?
Well, we've already had three first-time winners. Let's go for a fourth.
There you go. You know, I mean, there's some you can't count out the Venerini and the Cunningham teams. They've won 6 of the last 10 races at Salem. They always do well here. The other two of the last 10 races were won by Schrader's team, one with Schrader driving, one with Hessert driving. So I think that's the three teams you have to look at. But, you know, this Kyle Weatherman, Mason Mitchell team, Kyle, I thought, looked really strong at Nashville. And he did well at Salem. He finished second to Schrader here in the spring race in 2015. So I think Kyle is going to be a guy to keep your eye on at Salem.
You got Wintron I mean, there's a lot of great teams, Richard. I mean, ARCA's really stepped it up with some quality teams and quality drivers.
Oh, exactly. You know, from top to bottom, you know, Gibbs has came in with the team this year. So, you know, it's not like it was 10, 15 years ago. It if you win a race, you've accomplished something.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to throw Richard over to you there.
All right, Rowdy. Hi, Richard. Thanks
How
for being
doing?
On the show. We always appreciate having a great promoter like yourself on the show and giving us all the information that you guys do, and looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
We're looking forward to having you here. You know, we just keep our fingers crossed on having good weather, and it's a beautiful day here today, and we hope we can carry it right into the weekend.
So do we, Richard, so do we. Nothing worse than that four-letter word, rain. So
there you go.
I was there last fall for the 100th race, and weather played a little factor with that one. Let's hope it'll be better this year on the spring race.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't get to qualify, did we? And seen two great races last year. Christopher Bell swept both races, but he had a heck of a fight in the spring race, bounced it off the wall in the last few laps and kind of had to survive that. But you know, it seems like that's the way it always is at Salem. There's a lot of bumping and banging.
Well, when you're running inches off the wall, but 3 and 4, you have nothing but bumping and banging that you can do. So Salem's one of my favorite racetracks to go and watch a race because you know you're just going to see a good race no matter what's there.
Yeah, it's very rare that we don't have a good ARCA race, especially.
I have a personal fan. I love the ARCA series. That's the main reason we're doing the show. We also cover a lot of the big super late mile races, and I would love to see you guys get another big super late mile race like you did in the old days. Is there any chance of that happening?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of all fan driven. One of the problems that we had here, and of course we have the JAG CRA All-Star Tour, and those guys put on a heck of a show here. The last couple of years, their races have really been good. To step it up to the Supers, the big thing is getting the crowd out, and we've had trouble drawing a crowd for those last few times that we had them. And part of the problem is that we don't have any local participants to really feed the excitement for that kind of racing. When the old Louisville Speedway was open, we would have several cars that would come up from Louisville. They would bring some local fans with them. And now it seems like most of the drivers, especially with the CRA group, are from central Indiana, northern Indiana, Michigan, and there's just not the name recognition. And,
right.
And, of course, that's one of the things that's made ARCA so big here with the Kimmels and Bill Baird from down at Sturgis, Kentucky, and Dale Whittemore from up at Seymour, and now we got Will Kimmel. And it's those local names that really help build a crowd. But, it's definitely an exciting brand of racing. They're super fast on a scary fast on a track like Salem.
Well, which one of the reasons makes it so exciting to see a race at Salem? I've been going to Salem since the late 80s and the old ASA days, and those were some of the best races I ever saw besides the ARCA races. So, yeah, I understand the reasoning behind. You're kind of in the middle of an oasis as far as racing's going with Salem, aren't you?
You're exactly right. You know, we're kind of down here in southern Indiana, and we have several dirt tracks around us, but we're really the only paved track other than the Sports Drone Speedway, a little quarter-mile track down by the river. But most of your paved tracks in Indiana are Indianapolis North. And, at one time we tried to run a late model division here, and it just the car counts got bad, and you know, they're just expensive, and that's one of the reasons that we kind of had to back off from it, because, you know, everything is driven by the fans in the stands, and as I say, it just become harder and harder to get a good crowd for late models.
That's a shame, because if people saw them and made the trip to Salem to see super late models, it'd probably be one of the best races they've ever seen. So that's what makes the ARCA races so good, and makes the four-hour drive for me to get there the twice a year for the ARCA series well worth it. I really look forward to going to them. So thank you for being so honest about your answer there, and I appreciate it. And Jeff, do you have anything for Richard? I'm going to turn you over to Jeff. Richard, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Richard, thanks for being on the show tonight. Can you give some little bit of history about the track, the size, the layout, and things like that for people who don't know and haven't been there?
Yeah, you know, we tell people that don't know about Salem that, of course, everybody knows about Bristol, and we tell everybody we're just like Bristol with 140,000 less seats. And, you know, actually Bristol was patterned after the high bank tracks of the Midwest, Dayton, which is closed now, Winchester and Salem, and from stories I've read that's what Bristol was patterned after. So we are, you know, we're a 0.555, which is a big half mile, 33-degree bank. Track opened in 1947, so this is our 71st season. You know, we've had the early years of the track, the reputation was really built on open-wheel cars. All the all-time greats in open-wheel racing, the A.J. Foyts, the Mario Andretti's, the Unser's, the Troy Ruttmans, the list just goes on of guys that raced here on their way to Indianapolis. And then, you know, as things switched a few years ago, it became more of a stock car track. And we still have one big open-wheel race, our Joe James Pat O'Connor Memorial Race with the USAC Silver Crown cars that runs here in August, which is a heck of a show. But our bread and butter right now is the ARCA series and our stock cars that run here.
Now, do you run a weekly series there, or how does that work for you guys?
We don't run weekly races. You know, we're a special events track. We average 1 to 2 races a month. Now, our Lucas Oil Great American Stocks, which I think Frank Kimball called one time street stocks on steroids. We do crown a champion for those. We do run a points deal with them. They serve as the support division for all of our big races that we have, and those guys put on a heck of a show here.
Now, did you say you are running the USACs there this year again?
Yeah, we got the USAC Silver Crown Series.
And when is that? And that's got to be really exciting. Those cars, they must really fly around that track.
Yeah, that's on Saturday night, August 12th. And, yeah, they're exciting. They really are. And they run a 75-lap feature. And it's kind of a throwback deal. I mean, those were actually what they used to call the dirt car of IndyCar racing when they ran the pavement and the dirt. Served as the national champions come from those two divisions, and so yeah, they're pretty exciting. They're neat to see on the high banks.
Now, through the ARCA series and the super late, the old ASA, who's like the most winningest driver at Salem?
I'm sorry, now.
Who is like the most winningest driver from Salem between the ARCA series and the old ASA series and things like that?
Well, Frank Kimball, of course, a 10-time ARCA champion, he also won 10 ARCA races at Salem. And then he had won some local, actually with our Great American Stocks, he had won some races with those. So Frank ranks right up there. course, Bill Waltrip back in the day, he won the very first ASA national race at Salem, which was, I think, in 1972. And there was one period where he won seven non-sanctioned late model races in a row at Salem. He was, Daryl was tough to beat here.
All right, Richard, I want to thank you for your time and hope that we can see you this weekend. I know you're going to be busy, and hope for a great, exciting race.
Hey, guys, I always appreciate you giving me a call, letting me be on the show. It's great to talk with you. And, yeah, be sure and yell at me this weekend.
All right.
Hey,
I'll turn
Richard
you back over to Roddy there.
Thank you.
Richard, before you leave, tell us where everybody can follow and on social media and how they can get a hold of you for this weekend.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing here.
That's all right. Before you leave, just would you tell everybody how they can follow you on social media and information on getting to the track, your track information?
Sure, yeah. You know, you check out our website at SalemSpeedway.com. Also, we try to update our Facebook page every day, so check out our Facebook page. You know, anybody that's interested in tickets, they can call 1-888-2-GO-RACE, and we can take care of you, or you can order tickets online at SalemSpeedway.com.
Hey, Richard, we appreciate you coming on, sir, and always glad to be able to hear a little of the history of the track. Makes it a lot better for everybody that comes out and give them something to talk about. Thanks for being part of the show tonight. Looking forward to having you back on again, too.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Richard.
Bye.
Thanks, Richard. Bye-bye.
Are you ready for some short track bumping and banging? It's the Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200 this Sunday afternoon at Salem Speedway, fueled by the Hoosier Lottery, featuring the cars and stars of the ARCA Racing Series. You've seen them on the super speedways of Daytona and Talladega. Now, see them on the toughest short track on the circuit, the famed high banks of Salem. It's all happening this Sunday afternoon. The Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200 at Salem Speedway. Tickets now selling at 1-888-2-GO-RACE.
Hey, and that's a two-day show, and it don't get no better when you go to a two-day show.
No, it doesn't, Rowdy. No, it doesn't.
Wow. 1955. What a year.
Oh,
with Chevrolet.
I know a guy who was born in 55.
Hey, guys, that's pretty good. I thought it would be the same way. These track promoters, you just push the button and let them go.
You got to love them, Rowdy, because if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have racing. So God bless those promoters, especially the good ones like Richard Deaton. He does a heck of a job at Salem. It's a great racetrack to go and watch racing from. Watching them in 3 and 4 is just an incredible scene. So I'm looking forward to being there Sunday, and I know Jeff is.
I am. That's going to be a great show with these ARCA cars. You know, how many they start? Probably 30 cars at least, I would think. It's going to be an exciting show watching those guys on the high banks of Salem Speedway.
So Christopher Bell didn't come back. What about that? Christopher Bell didn't show back up for three time, did he?
No, he's a little busy right now with his Craftsman Truck Series ride, so that's okay. Another first-time winner, Rowdy.
No repeat winners coming back. So
repeat winners yet, and we could. Because both winners we've had this year could definitely win at Salem. So, but I have a feeling we're going to have another first-time winner, and it's going to be a real quick race. Not a lot of yellows. Boom, boom. We'll be there. The race will be over. Jeff and I will be getting the winner to be on the show next Monday, and we'll be on our way back to Chi-Town.
Man, that's the race we missed last year because, you know, we didn't get – out of the 16, Christopher Bell won the two, and we missed Christopher both races.
We did. So this year we're definitely going to have the winner from Salem Rowdy. I can just feel it.
It helps when you're there.
It does, Rowdy. And, you know, everybody's who doesn't want to be interviewed on a radio show about their winning a race? It's you're getting them at the right time. Their guard is down a little bit, so to speak.
Well, you know, what do you say? Venerini and Cunningham had won the most races there. The winningest group would show up.
I believe so, and Frank Kimmel's the winningest driver, which is no kind of surprise, being that Salem was his home track. 10 ARCA wins is amazing, absolutely amazing in a career at one track. But add the late model and other races he's won there to top it off, he has a pretty good idea how to get around that track.
Hey, listen, guys, if you got there soon enough, Friday, you know, the Kimmels has got the Fan Appreciation Day at their shop. That's Friday on the 28th.
Oh, Rowdy, I'd love to be there, but Jeff and I don't think we'll be able to make that. That would be a great thing. I'd like to stop by the Basham shop, too, just to say hey. But we'll see him at the track. We know where to how to find him and talk with him and get a good visit in. So, I'm sure the Kimmels will be a big presence at the track this weekend.
Yep, that's just one of the extra little things that's going on there at Salem. So, there's 3 days of activities right there.
There is, and two of it being on-track activities. So, Saturday's an all-qualifying event for the ARCA Series and their Great American Stock Cars they run. They're a fun, very fun division to watch. They're a full field of cars. They really go around the track quick. They put on a great show. I'm looking forward to that 50-lap appetizer, so to speak, before we have the main event.
Jeff, I say we need motorhomes where we can just meet there on Thursday and then leave Monday.
Leave I wish Monday it was that easy, but I gotta work.
I need to work.
That's the problem. Work gets in the way.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, you got to work with kids in college, Jeff. Keep working. Got to work.
Yeah, thanks.
Ooh.
Hey, Mark, give us a
rundown. I think you appreciate the race
top.
That much more when you get to them, guys.
Hey, don't you have a rundown on the arc of the top 10?
I do, Rowdy. I have a top 10 from the ARCA CRA Super Series race at Toledo on Saturday afternoon. The winner was Brian Campbell from Wyoming, Michigan. This is not his first win at Toledo and not his first win in the CRA Super Series either. So Brian was at the end of the field, starting dead last with 90 laps to go after making a pit stop. Made a tremendous run through the field and won the race. It was a fun race to watch. Johnny Van Dorn, who led most of the race until Brian Campbell took over, finished second. Dad Finley, our ARCA winner at Nashville, finished third. Steve Wallace, Rusty's son, finished fourth. Tyler Ankrum finished fifth. Kristen Eckes, our Snowball Derby winner, finished sixth. Seventh was Dalton Armstrong. Eighth, Cole Ralph in the Kyle Busch Motorsports car. Ninth, Josh Brook out of Kentucky. And 10th was Kyle Crump. In another ARCA news, we happen to have one of the drivers Jeff and I are real familiar with and have seen quite a bit racing around here in super late miles is Ty Majeski. He's inked a deal to run 5 races with Cunningham Motorsports in the number 99 car at the bigger tracks. He's a Roush Fenway development driver, and this is in conjunction with Roush Fenway Racing. He'll run Pocono, Michigan, Chicagoland, Kentucky, and Kansas, like I said, in the 99 car. So there'll be a third entry for those races for Cunningham Motorsports. Jeff, you got anything going on? We saw quite a bit of action this week. We even saw a couple of fires this weekend.
We sure did, man. That car burned, and burned pretty good. Some other news, Mason Mingus is going to make his second start at Salem with Wintron Motorsports. And also this week, they announced a sponsor for the Elko race. It's going to be Shore Lunch. It's going to sponsor the Elko race. And Leilanta Munter is going to return to Talladega with Venture Eating Motorsports, sponsored by the vegan sponsor again.
I want to try to have her back on, guys. She was really good. She did really well.
She was a good interview. She's a good driver. She had a little bad luck at Daytona, not to her fault or doing, so it happens. But, yeah, Leilani was a very good interview, and would love to have her on again.
Yeah, that
I'm
was her
glad
best
she's
race
got
ever. That was her best race ever in ARCA at Daytona, even though she didn't finish as good as she got caught up in that accident.
Right,
well,
right.
I'm ready to see that last steel body at Talladega run, and I think she's got a good chance of getting the top 10.
I just hope it doesn't turn into a demolition derby wreck fest with everybody knowing that the cars are not going to be usable after this race and they go a little too crazy with them. So, yeah, it should be a good race. It should be an interesting race. We'll see what happens, Rowdy.
Yeah, the last steel body race for ARCA. That's it. That's the end of the line.
History. And we're going to be there.
That brings the cars up to date, you guys. You know, that's the main thing. The cars are back up to date to what you can buy on the showroom floor if you look to front.
Well, we got a good look at the cars at Nashville. And up close, you can tell right away what's a steel body car and what's not a steel body car. And, yeah, those composite bodies are really sharp looking, aren't they, Rowdy?
And they hold up good. You know, I walked around to look, you know, all the cautions, I walked around and looked at all the cars, and there was not that many destroyed cars. They had a lot of cautions, but those composite bodies, it really didn't tear the cars up. Caused the caution, but it didn't tear the cars up.
No, it didn't. There was a lot of mechanical issues at Nashville for some reason that we didn't have in previous races there. So hopefully that won't happen at Salem. Like I said, last year's Salem race was quick. Boom, boom. They were in and they were out of town before you knew it. So looking forward to a really good race this weekend.
Well, listen, guys, I'm going to bring Tim to Spain in. Tim's on the hang there. See what he's got preparation for tomorrow night. So, hey, Tim.
Hey, Roddy, sorry about that. I had to break my headset off. But I didn't have a mic on. How you doing, Roddy, Mark, Jeff?
We're
doing good.
Getting ready for...
haven't talked for a while.
Yeah, good. Y'all, you sort of caught me in the midst of posting a press release.
Well, somebody has
to
do it.
Hey, that's right, breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news. I was going to post a press release about Truex getting caught on. He got caught speeding on pit road today, but I don't want to go into the NASCAR stuff because I know y'all talking about the office stuff. And, you know, Will Kimmel, I think y'all have already talked about it. They're having the Fan Appreciation Day, I think, 1 week from today at Kimmel Motorsports up there in Indiana.
Yeah, we're just talking about what a great weekend that you take Friday at Kimmel's, then you take two more days at Salem Speedway. That's three big days of action there.
Exactly. And I actually talked to Bill yesterday. Will is running, which I'm sure y'all already know, Will is going to run Salem, and Will is going to run the car here at Talladega week after next, too, Friday evening, for the general tire.
Well, we're looking forward.
Whatever it is.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, what y'all got planned for tomorrow night? Who's your guest?
Tomorrow night on the Pit Stop Radio, we have President of Richmond International Raceway, my good friend, Mr. Dennis Bickmeyer. We got him coming on to talk about the race coming up prior to Dega, his big race up there, the Toyota Almost 400. That's going to be a good deal. I mean, you know, of course, we're going to talk about everything that went on in the rained-out race at Bristol Motor Speedway from yesterday to today. And Steven's coming on. We're going to take care of all that. And we got a big show planned, Randy. And, you know, just like y'all do every week, we appreciate y'all taking time out of y'all's schedule to cover the ARCA series. You know, like I said earlier, whenever we all talked about getting y'all on, that takes a big load off of Steven and I and Suzanne, and y'all handle ARCA, and we handle what we handle. And then we've got Adam Jason Sinclair that does Thursday Night Thunder. He is down in South Florida. He covers some of the F1 stuff. And a good friend of ours, Glenn Locke, out on the West Coast out there in California, he covers F1 and some of the other, I call it oddball racing. I really hate to say that because I don't really follow all that kind of racing. But we've made with us and you and everybody else, we've made a big gain in the Speedway Digest Radio Network, Red.
We're having fun doing it too, Tim. I tell you, we appreciate it. We're getting to be involved in things and places that we never thought we would, and it's really turned out good, hasn't it, guys? We're kind of enjoying it. These two are going to Salem to cover Salem, and like we hopefully put us down for Sunday for an hour show. Next Sunday at Salem, we're going to try to do the pre-race show.
No problem. You just let me know. You call me, send me a text about the exact time, and I will definitely set y'all show up and you know, just have at it. We're just having a blast. I mean, you know, that's all we can say. And like you said, Rowdy, and Mark and Jeff will agree also, we never knew that it was going to blow up like this. I mean, we just started this little deal just to, especially here in Talladega, just to have some of our local friends call in and talk some racing. And then I've met you. I met Stephen Wilson at SpeedwayDigest.com and Adam Jason Sinclair down in Palm Beach, Florida. And we've got everything together, and it's, you know, Stephen runs a website, SpeedwayDigest.com, and we just got everything together and everything lined up. And when I talked to you, you know, you were a little skeptical about coming on, but we give you time, and, you know, you sort of played with the software and everything. And just want to thank y'all again. I mean, it's been a blessing to the show, and I mean, to the network, and everything has really blowed up. And I want to thank my good friend Larry McReynolds at Fox Sports. When we first started this, Larry McReynolds really helped out a lot. My good friend Steve Post at MRN has helped us out a lot. And Woody Kane, Kyle Rickey, Russell Branham, PR Director, Talladega Super Speedway, Grant Lynch, Dennis Bickmeyer, we got coming on tomorrow night from Richmond International Raceway. There's so many people that has helped us along the way that have made this network to be really good, Rowdy.
It sounds like it there, Tim. Hey, I'm just glad to be part of it, Tim. We really are.
You're welcome,
Andy.
Tim, thank you so much. This Monday nights wouldn't be out the same without the Rowdy Mack Light Show for me.
You got that, Mark. We got to have the Rowdy Mack Light Show, and the Rowdy Mack Light Show is here to stay. Correct, Jeff?
Oh, correct, yes. It's been, you know, since even I got on, I was kind of skeptical about getting on myself, but since I've got on, it's kind of opened up a lot of things for me, and I'm really having a ball with it, too, and really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Hey, we
can
get
like
started,
guys. Oh, yeah, you got that right. You got that right. You know, and I could, Mark and Jeff, I mean, I could keep on talking about people that has helped out and helped us as far as the network and as far as getting y'all going, us going, and everybody else. And, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Reverend Joe. Reverend Joe is out in Seattle. You know, he comes on our show every Tuesday night. But he is like clockwork. He comes on and does our invocation and everything. Reverend Joe does. And actually, Reverend Joe used to race back in the day. He raced against the late, great Sam Ard that, you know, passed away a couple of weeks ago. But
wow.
I want to thank Reverend Joe. I mean, Reverend Joe, he's like clockwork. When I can come in here, you know, just like y'all do, when I come in here and I get ready to bring the studio up, make sure everything's going, and it might be 10 minutes till we're going to go live, and I'll see Reverend Joe sitting there. He's sitting there waiting. I'll tell Suzanne, you need to go man the phone line. Reverend Joe's there.
Well, Tim, we appreciate it, and I appreciate what Reverend Joe had done for us. We're home, and everything's looking better day by day.
Well, that's very good, Rowdy, and I'm sorry I haven't contacted you because I've had so much going on. But thank you, gentlemen, for the great work y'all do, for the Rowdy Maglite Show, for the great work y'all do for the Speedway Digest Radio Network. And I understand you have Jason Katz coming on shortly, correct, Rowdy?
Jason's on hold right now. We're fixing to bring him on.
All right. Put me on hold, Rowdy, if you don't mind. Tell Jason next time I see him, he needs to buy me a cheeseburger or something. He owes me something. Just aggravate.
Sounds like a plan, Tim. Appreciate it.
All right, bud. We'll see
y'all.
Hope
to see you in that Talladega in a couple of weeks, Tim.
Yes, sir, I will, Mark. And Jeff, thank you too, bud.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate everything.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. Ready, if you don't mind, put me on mute where I can listen to cats.
I got you. All right, everybody, we got the Brett Holmes Racing Report with Jason Katz. Hey, Jason, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Randy. How are y'all doing?
Man, we're just waiting on Salem. 4 days away, guys.
I'm telling you, it seems like just yesterday. It feels like we just got out of Daytona into Nashville, and now it's already Salem week, and Dega's the week after that, man. The season's already flying.
Boy, it's on the push now. You finish Salem, you got to get that thing ready and get on to Talladega.
There's no doubt about that. I heard Tim saying something about I owe him a cheeseburger or something like that. He's probably pretty right about that. I probably owe him a Coke and a cheeseburger when I see him at Talladega.
I think he's partial to fish.
the first time me and Tim ever talked in depth was at Brett's first ARCA race last year, and we had some pork chops that we had cooked up for the team, and I think I brought some to him. So if he remembers that, I think that'll right there. I think I made up for it right then when I gave him those pork chops. But we'll have some more. Big Daddy's Barbecue is going to cater for us at the Talladega race this year, so we'll have some more barbecue this year. So we'll hook everybody up who needs it. Okay.
Well, there you go, Roddy.
Well,
we have lunch.
That's right. Jason, we got out of Nashville with everything together and a top-10 finish.
Yeah, well, you know, Nashville was a difficult race for us. We specifically, you know, we finished 13th in that race, and we battled a tight car all night. I mean, it was we went into that weekend really expecting to compete for the victory, but it just didn't work out for us. You know, that's just racing sometimes. But you know, Nashville overall, we were very happy with getting out of there with, you know, a complete car and you know, not getting involved in any major incidents or anything, so we could kind of, you know, keep the momentum rolling as far as, you know, just maintaining our car health and stuff like that. Didn't want to have to do any major repairs at the shop or anything, but so Nashville, you know, it was kind of a wash for us. You know, I spoke to you earlier that week, and we were really hoping for a strong run, and some things didn't work out, but, you know, that's just racing. We're going to move on. Salem's coming up. I mean, last year, Brett finished third at Salem. That's his highest ARCA finishing position in his young career. So we feel like after the test last week, moving into the race, that we got good equipment. We know we have good equipment. It's all about just getting a little bit of momentum and finding the right moment to break through and really find, you know, Brett his first win in the series. And we know it's right around the corner. You don't have to tell us that, you know, that we're going to win the season. We feel like we're going to win. We just have to find that right moment and break through in that right moment. And we feel like here in the next few weeks, and starting this week with Salem, that's going to happen pretty soon here. So we're excited moving into Salem. Nashville was, you know, we came out of the race with a full car. You got to look at the positives. But Salem is a good track for Brett. And then, of course, moving into Talladega, you know, the homecoming for us. So the next 2 weeks are exciting for BHR. Brett is very excited about the car right now. The team's functioning very well right now. It's just a matter of time, though. We just got to keep on grinding, and, you know, we'll get through, and we'll get that first win in the next few weeks here. So hopefully it'll be this weekend at Salem, and we'll just see how it goes. But that's just racing right now, and we're having a blast doing it. So it's just one of those things, guys. We just gotta break through.
Hey, Jason, you got some great guys working on that car. I mean, John Moat and Mike Avery, too, I've known for quite a while. Got some good guys there, crew chief. Salem is going to be an interesting race.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And speaking to that fact that you said that we got some great guys on the team, we really do. And that's one big difference this season and last season. You know, last season we were kind of a shoestring team kind of put together at the last minute. And this year, you know, with Mike and Brian and all the guys on the team, it's just there's just so much chemistry going on right now. There's just such good positive reactions to everything and how we handle different situations. You know, we had some trouble in the Nashville test, and we really overcame it with positive attitudes and just the way we handle situations and how we work the turns and how we you know, we adjust the car and stuff like that. It's just light years ahead of where it was last year, and I think that's under the leadership of Brian Berry and what he's kind of meant to the team and the rest of the guys on the team. But you know, we feel like right now moving into Salem, you know, we're right there. We just got to find that one little thing to get us over the top here, and Salem's a good track for us. So we hope it'll happen this weekend.
Yeah, I know Mark was there last year. Mark, you can tell a big difference too, can't you, in last year and this year with Brett staying.
Oh yeah, it's a full season. They got the bugs worked out last year, like he said, and yeah, they're loaded for bear right now, and he's right. It's not if, it's when he wins his first race, and I think it's going to be soon.
Real soon there, Jason, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's right now. It's just you look at ARCA and you look at the teams that are dominating. I mean, these full-time teams, you know, you got Schrader and Cunningham up there. You know, these are a little bit bigger teams than we are. They're a little more established. And you look at how far Brett Holmes Racing, a little late model team out of Munford, Alabama, has come in just a year or so, and how far we've been able to make it in the ARCA Racing Series. It's kind of amazing to me. I've only been with the team for a year, and in that time I've just seen it grow so much and see so many different things happen. And you know, we're right there in a spot where we can compete with the major teams of the series, and I just think we're right there, and it's just a matter, and just like, you know, we've all been saying, it's a matter of time. From what I see on the inside of the team, it's just a matter of time. And right now, with the way that everything's moving and everything's, you know, racing you can have a bad race. And for us, a bad race is not finishing in the top five or winning the race. I mean, we really strive to, you know, be up there competing for the win in it every week. So, coming from where we were at the beginning of last season when we were rolling into races like Nashville and Talladega, you know, we've just come such a long way. And Brett has tremendously progressed as a driver and the way he handles himself and the way he's been kind of being able to decipher the setups on the car and being able to help make adjustments and different things like that, and just his overall mindset going into a race. He's becoming more professional. He's becoming more like a driver who can go very, very far in stock car racing. So, you know, all the smaller things are coming into play now. They're all coming together. And we feel that, you know, just over the next few weeks, you know, as the season progresses, you know, the summer months come and we know how intense the racing gets, you know, we're setting ourselves up for the position right now to make a deep run into the summer months when it really starts to count and place ourselves in that championship race. And, you know, I believe we're fifth in points right now, sixth at Daytona, 13th at Nashville. I mean, we're not out of it by any means right now. And moving forward to the next few weeks, we've got a track like Salem where Brett has his best finish at. We got a home track at Talladega where we have so much momentum and so much support down here from our friends and family. I think the next few weeks are really going to be a measuring stick to where we are right now as a team and where we can go into the summer months, because we catch the momentum right now with these next two races and we get a win here in the next few weeks, Brett Holmes Racing is going to be a force to be reckoned with throughout the remainder of the season for the championship. So we're just going to do the best job we can. We feel like we have the right people and the right equipment in place with all the support that we have from GMS Racing and with our just the minds that we have collectively put together for this team. I really think that something special is brewing out of Statesville up there. So you guys just, you know, just bear with us for a second, and I really think that something special is about to happen here. So,
well, Jason, hey, listen, I'm glad that y'all want to be part of our show and each y'all coming on to give us an update before the race and then after the race. So hopefully we got you scheduled for next Monday night also, a pre-race for Daytona or Talladega, I'm sorry, living in yesterday.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And we're going to start rotating. I'm going to try to get a few different people from the team on. Maybe get Brett's dad, Stacy, the owner, and Brian Berry, and maybe a few other guys on the team, and just try to give you guys a little different perspective every week when we preview races and stuff like that. But it's an honor to have us on here, and we really appreciate everything you guys do for us and for ARCA. And, we just really appreciate it.
Well, I just feel like once Brett kicks that door down, guys, it's going to come easy winnings after that. He just got to get that first door. Kick that first door down. Hey, Jason, tell us where they can follow you and keep up with Brett.
Yeah, so once again, you know, guys, just follow us on our Facebook page at Brett Holmes Racing. We've got our brand new website up. It's only been up for a few weeks, but it's got all the content, www.brettholmes.com. Then you could follow Brett specifically on his personal Twitter at Brett_Holmes_2. And then on Instagram at Brett Holmes too. Thanks to our sponsors, Veterans Oil. They've really helped us out at Nashville, Southern States Bank, and Veterans Oil will be on the car for Talladega and Salem. And we just appreciate all their support. Thank you to our fans. And thanks, guys, for having me on. And we will see you, hopefully, in Victory Lane at Salem.
I hear that. Sounds great, Jason.
All righty, guys. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with a lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns May 5th through 7th for the Geico 500. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
Are you ready for some short track bumping and banging? It's the Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200 this Sunday afternoon at Salem Speedway, fueled by the Hoosier Lottery, featuring the cars and stars of the ARCA Racing Series. You've seen them on the super speedways of Daytona and Talladega. Now, see them on the toughest short track on the circuit, the famed high banks of Salem. It's all happening this Sunday afternoon. The Kentuckiana Ford Dealers ARCA 200 at Salem Speedway. Tickets now selling at 1-888-2-GO-RACE.
All right, there we are, guys. That's hour number one down.
Ooh, it went quick, Rowdy.
Well, there again, we're lucky enough to have good guests.
Yes, we are. That's a big help, Rowdy, and then we have such a variety of guests. Helps too. We really do keep a wide variety of people on.
We do. We're waiting on Wally with the Dega Duke Club to tell us what he's got going on for the Boulevard next week, guys.
I've been waiting since last fall's Talladega race to see what they had planned for the spring race, so. Yeah, I'm anxious to hear myself, Rowdy.
Well, listen, I'm going to stop this for a few minutes and play this, and we'll be right back.
You got it.
He was always the bushwhacker at the Floribama Lounge. Well, northern boy just soaking in the virtues of the South. Driven down from Boston, he left 5 feet of snow. Takes after those white sugar strands till the Gulf of Mexico. Waved his hands in the air, his voice rose through the roof. Spreading the message of his undisputed truth. Like an old-time revival, his old spirits gave him wings. He said this is the promised land, it's one of the hardest things in me. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle show, if you ever scream war eagle, we got our roads held tight. Life that y'all have down here. Smoky taste, Dreamland ribs, washed down with nice gold beer. King first place in Montgomery, and you know he saw the light. Ain't nothing like those sweet magnolia nights. In the tight curves of a southern girl in those Talladega nights. Alabama gang from Hueytown or Rocket City, right? Mighty Crow in Mobile, those old boys in Fort Payne. The magic in this state will always live up to its brain. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle shows, if you ever dream war eagle, we got our roads held tight. You've been banned.
This is power. This is freedom. This is tradition.
It's Dale Earnhardt with the lead.
This is being who you were meant to be, where you were meant to be. This is more than a race. This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns May 5th through 7th for the Geico 500. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA for tickets.
All right, everybody, welcome back. And, hey, is that not the biggest race of NASCAR is Talladega weekend? And everybody, I'd like you to welcome the Dega Dude president. How are we doing tonight, Wallace?
Hey, we're doing great. Me and old Matt Smith just left the gym trying to get all prettified for everybody.
just to tear it all apart next week.
I don't know what could be any better than to just building this masterpiece and then just ripping it apart for a whole week.
I tell you, Wally, we always have a great time when we come over on Friday and Saturday night. What y'all got planned this year for us?
Well, starting Tuesday evening, we're going to have us a crawfish boil over in the North Park campground. Probably about, I'd say 20 or more of us are going to be over there, and if anybody else wants to join us, come on over. Wednesday and Thursday is just going to be, you know, your low-key party, your low-key days, you know, not a whole lot going on. We are going to have the Dega Dude Club open, obviously. But on Friday and Saturday, we do have some special stuff happening. You know, on Friday, you've got the big one on the boulevard. No telling what monster is going to have going on with that. But when all that is over with, you know where to go, and that's the Dega Dude Club. We're going to have Ian Wagner back from Nashville. He's going to be putting on a show on his new stage. We went and bought him a new stage to perform on this year. And, of course, DJ Jersey will be up from Florida playing us some good hits. And Saturday, we have something in the works right now with NBC Sports. And they might be doing a show Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon-ish. Don't have a time set yet. But as soon as I find that out, I'll definitely put it out on Facebook. But we have the NBC Sports guys coming over Saturday. And then Saturday night, we have a special treat. The two Steel girls, and you might have seen and heard them on The Voice. They were on Blake Shelton's team. I think it was season 3 that they were on. And they're going to be performing Saturday night. They're going to be there doing a meet and greet. If anybody wants to come and hang out with them and meet them, they're two great girls. I've been talking to them a lot for the last month, and they're very excited about coming by the Dega Dude Club and performing and meeting everybody. Of course, they're going to have their sponsors there, you know, hanging out, and they might have some freebies to give away. We'll have to find that out Saturday, though, so y'all come on by and see what we got.
We always have a great time over there, Wally. Y'all put on a great show, dude. The Boulevards, hey, with what all going on Saturday night, what a crazy madness night that's going to be.
Oh, I'm so ready to get to that point, because I just want to see what kind of crowd we can get at the Dega Dude Club. I just want to look out and not even be able to see the boulevard. That's the way I want it. I want as many people to come as they possibly can. And we want that every night, Wednesday through Saturday. But, yeah, Saturday's going to be the big night. Of course, Charlie Daniels is going to be in the infield. I'm just throwing this out there. There might be a chance that he can stop by the Dega Dude Club. We've got some people, our people from Nashville that know Charlie personally, and we're working on that. Like I said, no promises on that, but you never know. Like I've said before, you don't know who's going to show up to the Dega Dude Club.
Been there. It's like the Rowdy Maglite show. You never know who's going to show up.
You never know. And look, Rowdy, on top of all of that, let's not forget who the Dega Dude Club sponsor is this year. We're going to have Monster Energy everywhere. We're going to have the higher-ups from Monster. I'm sure they will definitely be there Friday and Saturday. There's been talks that the Monster Energy girls will be there. So y'all just swing on by, and if the Monster girls are there or if anybody from Monster there, you know, stop and talk. They're very personable. They love to interact with the with their consumers slash fans, whatever you want to call yourself, of Monster. And, you know, stop them and tell them how much y'all are liking Monster, you know, involved with NASCAR, because I'm loving it right now.
Well, what do you think about their outfits, Wally?
Hey, I don't disagree with them.
I don't either. I mean,
I have no problem.
Go down to the NFL. It's the same, almost the same apparel that the NFL girls wear on theirs. So, you know, somebody's going to get offended no matter on tiddlywinks.
Oh, yeah. You can't please everybody.
No, sir. So y'all going to do a crawfish out in the North Park on Tuesday night. Man, I wish I could get there Tuesday night.
We've got some guys coming in from way out. I know Richard Simons, he's going to be coming in from, I think, Pennsylvania. He's leaving Sunday, and he's trying to get there. If anybody follows the Talladega Infield Regular page on Facebook, everybody knows who Mark Curry is. He's going to be driving from Georgia over to Talladega just for Tuesday, and I think he's going to come back on Thursday. But he's coming just to hang out and eat some crawfish, and y'all look for us. It won't be hard to find us. But yeah, we're gonna start it early on Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening ish.
Hot Tubs coming back this year.
Who's that?
Is the Hot Tubs coming back?
Oh, you know we're gonna have the Hot Tubs. We're gonna have both of them out front. We'll probably put them out in front of the stage like we did. We cover them up at night, and that way you can throw some tips on there for old Mr. Ian and DJ Jersey, and we'll have them filled up. Hopefully, we'll have them filled up and warmed up by Wednesday night, and that's kind of how I recuperate every morning. I walk out, make me a Bloody Mary, and jump in one of them hot tubs, and it does the trick.
Sounds like a plan there, Wally. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, well, Bloody Mary will wash it away, and then you put some hot water, soaking in some hot water, it's gone.
Hey, after all that walking and standing up on that pavement all day and you know, setting up and getting the party ready, my feet are begging for some nice warm water to be placed in.
Well, Wally, you gonna tell everybody where they can follow you at on social media so they'll know what's going on Talladega weekend?
Yeah. Y'all look us up on the Degadoo Club Facebook page, Degadoo Club on Twitter, Instagram, and we're, like I said, on the Talladega Info Regulars page. That's where we do a lot of our socializing and spreading the word of what we're going to be doing. And we're going to have our free koozies to be handed out. We've got some stickers that we're going to hand out this year. Y'all just come up to the bar, see the Degadoo Club bartender, Jacob. He's going to be mixing some drinks all week long. He can pretty much make whatever you ask of him. If he can't make that, he'll make you something that you enjoy. And we're also going to have some hats and shirts for sale at the club. And don't forget that we're going to have a fish fry on Friday. That's Denny Wilson's going to be putting on the fish fry. And we're going to be doing a silent auction also. And we're going to be doing a poker run. The proceeds from the poker run and the silent auction they're going to be going towards the Regulars for Rugrats charity. And what that is, Denny Wilson takes the money that we earn off of that and buys Christmas for families. And we're going to try to take the money from this race and the fall race, and hopefully we can just support as many families as we can during Christmas time and, you know, make sure they have a wonderful holiday season.
Yeah, when they need it. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, something good always coming out of what you're doing. Well, man, I appreciate you spending some time with us tonight.
Yes,
sir. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, as blessed as we've become doing what we do at Talladega, it's time for us to pay it forward and spread the wealth.
Hey, exactly. Mark and I have been involved with BBS, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and we started our first campaign there at Nashville. And we've got five more tracks. Isn't that right, Mark? We got five more tracks we're going to be involved in, and hopefully next year we're going to bring it to Talladega.
That would be awesome.
That's right, Roddy. We want to bring it to Talladega. Talladega is a great place for it.
You know, why not get people involved in this kind of stuff?
Well, you know, what impressed us the most was they was almost as many ladies and girls, as it was guys. So, and they were really interested.
I think
we won over some fans. And that's what we got to do, guys. If we want to keep our sport, we got to bring more people in here.
Rowdy, can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir. It's your time, brother.
There's also another charity, and this is a brand new one for us this spring. It's called Three Hots in a Cot. Jason Conan is going to be rounding that up. But if y'all can go on the website, Three Hots in a Cot, there's a list of items. A lot of it has to do with hygiene items. And what it is, there's a place in Birmingham that provides shelter for homeless veterans. So if anybody has any kind of extra, any kind of household items, hygiene items, towels, whatever, y'all can bring that to the Degadu Club. We're going to have a drop-off point. And the CFO of Three Hots in a Cot will be there over the weekend picking everything up. So if anybody wants to bring anything and donate it, we'll definitely take it.
Wally, I got several things that would go from my wife's hospital stay that they kept bringing to the room and into the room that's here. But, yeah, I'll make sure I load that stuff up and bring it, too.
Well, I appreciate it, Rowdy, and I'm glad to hear your wife's doing a lot better.
Me too, man. It's been a long journey, and it's you wouldn't want to wish that on your worst enemy.
Oh,
but
I can imagine.
I appreciate you being part of the show again this year and looking forward to getting out and coming around and hanging out with everybody over the weekend.
Heck yes, what it's all about.
All right, Wally, thanks a lot, man.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Okay, Mark. I'm
going
to start with Jeff. Jeff, what you got to go to closing the show tonight?
Just looking for exciting race this week at Salem. We're going to miss you. So sorry you can't be there.
I know, listening to what better short track bowl racing, steep banked bowl racing, high speed.
Salem and Winchester, Rowdy. Salem and Winchester.
We're going to make it, guys. We'll get there.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to that, Rowdy. We always have a good time when the three of us get a chance to cover a race.
That's right. Just kind of keep up with me on my Facebook page. We'll give you the correct time on the pre-race that we're going to have for the Salem race. That should be a good one. We should be able to get several drivers. At the Daytona, pre-qualifying, we had 16 drivers we interviewed.
Let's hope maybe we can beat the record this weekend at Salem, Rowdy, and do 17 or 18 drivers. Who knows? We're just going to have a good time. We're going to see what we can do with it and enjoy it and give some exposure to everybody.
Well, I'd like to thank Richard Denton for coming on. Tim, for hanging in there and listening to the show. Tim to Spain, catch him tomorrow night on Pit Stop. Jason Kitts for calling in for Brett Holmes Racing. What another great piece there that is each week. Take a Do Club, Wally, giving us what we need to know for Talladega weekend. Coming up quick.
Well, looking
Jeff,
forward to seeing those
calling.
Guys. They're always a blast to be around, and they put on one heck of a show. If you're going to Talladega and you're in the infield, go down the boulevard and check out the Degadu Club because they put on a first-class act.
Go buy a ticket to the race So you can go to Sundays. You can go Saturday night. Hey, Charlie Daniels. Come on. Charlie Daniels, Saturday night. All day racing on Sunday. It's a $50 ticket. You can't go wrong.
No, you can't, Rowdy. You really can't. So, yeah, get yourself set up. Get there. Enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's, you know, lay your hair down and scream a little bit. That's what you need to do sometimes, isn't it, Rowdy?
Hey, sleep in the car. Go buy a six-pack of malt liquor and drink it. It'll knock you out all night. Wake up and get ready to go to the race the next day.
We know that from experience, don't we?
Exactly. Mark, what you got to close out the show there, man? We're going to get out of here.
Well, Rowdy, it was a good weekend of racing. I'd like to give a call out to Toledo Speedway, the ARCA CRA Super Series, the ARCA Gold Cup Series, and they put on a nice show on Saturday. Rockford Speedway, the Big 8 Late Models, the Mid-American Stock Car Series, put on a nice show yesterday at Rockford Speedway. So we got to see some good racing this weekend, Jeff and I did, and we're looking forward to seeing some more good racing this weekend at Salem. And in the future, we got a lot of races to go to this year and a lot of races to cover for the show. And we're going to do the best we can, Rowdy. We're just going to keep it up.
Sounds like a plan there, Mark. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely.
Me too.
Forward to
hopefully
it.
We'll survive it.
Well, that's, hey, hopefully we can remember to talk about it on Monday night.
Well, we haven't had a bad time yet, so we'll just keep her up, folks.
Sounds like a plan, Mark. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, Rowdy. Until next week, we'll see you.
Yep, till next Monday night. I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.
Take no lip. Shoot her back and shoot her back and shoot her back.